Blog Talk Radio.
Pre-Thanksgiving to everybody. You know, everybody out there listening in radio land. Glad y'all can, while y'all doing stuffing turkeys and getting all of the festivities ready for us to chow down on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
What y'all eating, fellas? Y'all cooking?
You cooking, dog?
Hell no, man. I'm waiting on Valena. Shit, fuck that and my mama.
Shit, man, I gotta fuck around and I'm on call, so my whole family gone to Gary. I'm the only motherfucker that ain't there.
Well, my girl my girl doing something different, you know. I said I ain't want no turkey. I don't like turkey. I'm doing ham, greens, and macaroni, baked macaroni.
You cooking it yourself?
No, my girl cooking. Hell no. Shit. I watch football on goddamn Thanksgiving.
Hey, man, you know this dude with the fucking neck?
Man, that dude back in jail again.
I just saw that, man.
What dude with the neck?
This motherfucker ain't got no fucking neck, man.
He can't be the shark. I honestly think that he has like a mental block. So, I mean, you see how many times this dude has been in jail?
No, how many times he been?
Oh, man, they got in like 10, 11 different mugshots, And now he just went back again.
That motherfucker is retarded.
What happened?
Now, I don't think. I mean, look at him, man. He don't look like the shark.
I don't know what happened, man, because you think he's a story cast.
I know that motherfucker
it's
ain't got
guy,
no
neck. There's a guy on the internet, man. You have to see him, man. You have to look him up. I mean, he's had like this real disfigured type neck, and he's been he went viral all week. shit for the past 2 weeks. I don't know how you haven't seen him, but, I mean, nevertheless, he just constantly keeps getting in trouble.
And the memes are, oh, man, the memes. Oh, my God.
Man,
they win his ass
been,
out.
Man, they've been chilling him. Chilling him. When I say,
some of them are very creative.
Good. Oh, man. I think the funniest one when the boy said, I know what your favorite show is. Nick. I can stop laughing on that one.
That shit is crazy.
The Loch Ness Monster. I mean, man, they've been hitting him with everything. They've been hitting that boy with everything with the kitchen sink.
I know, man. They just went his ass out.
Now,
did you see he did a live one? He did a live one. Did you see that?
Yeah, when he just got out of jail.
Yeah, and then he back again.
Yeah, now, I was talking to a coworker, and my coworker was like, dude, he's gonna be famous. And I was like, yeah, but do you really want to be famous for that?
Well, some people don't care what they get famous about. They just want to be famous.
But it's not like he didn't set out to do this. This ain't like he's like, okay, this is going to be my shtick. It's just a picture. His mugshot just went viral. You know, and it's just like, motherfucker just went on the web, man. It's like he got like 10 different mugshots. And they've been roasting him.
Tearing his ass up.
It was like that motherfucker that was in jail. They had them goddamn eyes, and he ended up getting the money. You know, that's all. That internet is a new thing for us, man.
He wound up being a model. I mean, what can he model? They also can't model no turtlenecks. Game model a necklace. Well, I mean, if I was a jeweler, I'd be like, hey, come on, man, look here. We make necklaces even to fit you. Now, he might get something like that, but.
You don't think he'll get some kind of deal?
I don't know, man. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Who's hot right now?
All right, man. Everybody listening to Internet Land, if you want to call and join the show, the number is 563-999-3059. Press 1 and we'll bring in. People, remember, 563-999-3059. You gotta press 1. Okay, people say they call and they can't get through. You have to press 1. All right, man. Check this out, man. I want to discuss something, dog. Hey, man. Now, I've been married twice. And I've been divorced twice. Well, I'm divorced one and a half. The other one ain't finished yet. What y'all think about open marriages, man? Would you be in an open marriage?
What do you mean by open?
It has to go both ways. You have to invite the woman into the marriage. And you got to invite the man into marriage.
Can you explain what an open marriage is? Because I don't know that.
Motherfucker, you know what an open marriage is, man. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't finna go through this shit with you, man.
I'm asking you, what do you call an open marriage? Can
you
explain that?
Google it, motherfucker.
No,
Hit the microphone button on your Google and say, Google, what is an open marriage?
This is what we
your
all
ass out here. You know what the fuck open marriage is.
You probably don't know what an open marriage is. What is an open marriage? You got to. All right,
well, you just sit back and listen then.
Okay.
All right, dog. You down with open marriage, man? Gotta
nah,
go both ways, though.
I ain't gonna sit here and hold you up. I ain't gonna even bullshit you. I mean, and I know I don't sound, well, yeah, that's selfish, that's bullshit, but, dog, I mean, if she open to us bringing another female, then that's fine, but I just can't walk past, though. Hey, what's up, Jess? Right, what's up, Kay?
I'm sorry, y'all.
Y'all headed upstairs?
I'm not trying to cut y'all off. I'm still not hearing what y'all saying. What's an open marriage? What do you mean? I mean, sometimes you need to speak it out because everybody don't know what an open marriage is. So that's why I'm asking this.
Okay. Okay. Open. Ooh, Lord. Open marriage is when y'all able to see different people. And you know about it. You know about that person, and you know who he going to see. She know who she's going to see. You're just an open relationship. You do pretty much come and go as you please.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? Before we go, let's go to a song right quick.
Hold up. Hey, hold up. Hey, hold up. Smoke some, bitch. Hold up. And she say, why you keep acting like Pimp C? Bitch, I think I'm Pimp C. Bitch, I think I'm too sure. I never let a hoe pimp me. Bitch, I think I'm JG. Cause a nigga got them 8 balls. Might as well call a nigga P. Draper. Bitch, I got them 8 balls. This hoe think she Beyonce. This bitch think she K. Michelle. This hoe think she Jocelyn. Man, these hoes swear they bad as hell. This bitch got me fucked up. She can't lay me cause she paid me. Get Cali love for my Cali plugs. They Cali thugs and they brazy. No guala, no holla. No dollar don't make sense. I'm a ghetto boy and I trap a lot. I rap a lot. Jay Prince.
On the slab, in the lab.
I do whatever necessary. In the kitchen like a sous chef. I'm cooking up like it's culinary. Hey. Hold up. I think I'm 3 stacks. Buddy say he wanna get a verse from me. Nigga better have at least 3 stacks. Nigga got a hand about 3 packs. That loud mid and that Molly. I done dirtied up my double cup. Finna get out of my body. I'm sipping drink like a Texas nigga. Coming down and I'm swanking. Mad ass Midwestern nigga. Fingers twisted, I'm banging. Wick Jilla, I'm a trill nigga. Ask about me, I'm a legend. I ain't local, just live here. I'm world renowned, no flexing. VH1 and MTV, I'm BT, I'm uncut. Overseas with Vietnamese, best believe they turned up.
On the slab, in the lab, I do whatever necessary.
I'm in the kitchen like a sous chef, cooking up like it's culinary.
Keep a baby still around.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Tommy, what's the
that
deal,
that sound
man?
Like that
now,
old, that song sound like, what the fuck they used to call that kind of music?
Like
chopped and screwed shit?
Chopped and screwed.
That old school shit, man, but anyway, so you're not down with open marriage?
Nah, I mean, I ain't gonna sit here and lie and say I can do it. I can't.
You know what, man? I can't do that shit neither, man. You know what I mean? I don't even think I can do that swinging shit, man. I can't do that shit, man. I'm not built like that, man. You know what I mean? Even though, you know, I'm over here fucking this other broad while this motherfucker over here fucking my wife, I can't get into that kind of shit, man.
The only way you can do that is if you don't care about that person. That's the only way I can do it.
Well, I mean, if it's your wife, you love and care about your wife.
That's why you don't do it.
I can't see it, man. She over there making sounds I ain't never heard her make before. No. I'd be starting fighting that motherfucker.
It gotta be somebody that you just fucking, you know what I'm saying?
But it's an open marriage, dog. You're actually married to this person.
Oh, well, I can't ask that question. I've never been married.
You don't have to be married to answer the question. If you was married, would you mind another motherfucker fucking your wife while you fucking his wife?
No, I wouldn't mind another motherfucker fucking my girlfriend. Shit.
You say you wouldn't mind another motherfucker fucking your girlfriend?
I said I would not allow that.
Oh, okay. I just wonder, because it's motherfuckers do this shit all the time, man. I can't see it.
That's that new age.
You know, and it's usually motherfuckers with money that do that kind of shit.
That's because
you know what
money.
I mean? Like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett supposed to have an open relationship. You know what I mean? Now,
you know,
Beyonce approached me.
Can I say this? You got money like that, and she agree? Yeah, I do it. We got money like that. We can have a new chick every night. Got to be a chick, though. It'll never be a dude.
But it has to go both ways, man. Got to be another dude fucking your wife.
No, she got to like women.
That ain't nothing but a threesome.
No, that's a new thing. You know, women like women now. They don't have to always be a dude.
You're not hearing me, man.
Women takes niggas just as much as dudes do. They don't have to be a nigga. It could be a woman would do the same thing.
What was you going to say, man?
I was saying, like, what you said something about Jada and Will. You know, I've always heard that they had an open relationship, but I've never actually heard them say it.
Me neither. To be honest with you.
You know, it's always been, well, Jada and Will got a... I've never heard them say, you know, yeah, we got an open relationship. And it's like, I don't know, it's like maybe they kind of like, all right, well, you know, maybe like, all right, well, this keeps us hot, this keeps us relevant. But I've never heard them say it, not one time. Now, I'm not saying that it hasn't been said, but I've never heard them say it. And I've actually, like, tried to look it up, like, man, well, at what point did she actually say, or him or her say, that they're in an open relationship? I've never heard it.
I never heard it either, but I mean, I've never heard them come out and say that they're not neither, though. Because, you know, they hear the same rumors.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I said maybe that's why it's always never been said to keep it like, okay, you know, motherfuckers think it, man, hey. But I was just making the statement that I just never heard them actually come out and say, yeah, we're in an open relationship. I mean, it's more or less like, all right, we're going to let y'all think whatever it is y'all want to think. You know, we might be. Then again, we might not be. Y'all never know because we'll never tell.
Hey, Cass, I agree with you, what you just said. It's what you do in the dark so it don't come in the light. You know what I'm saying? If they don't know, they're just speculating what's going on back there. So you should never know what's going on.
Shit, I've been in open relationship with them motherfuckers.
Why?
Nah, you're not. Nah, you sure about that?
What? Can I ask
a
question?
Man, if I hit it right, she can bet me all kind of shit.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, but now listen, you said, hold on, Wick, let me finish. Now, you saying that, but how do you know what he wants? I mean, because if you're in an open relationship, and I mean, it's like he may come in and say, well, hey, I like him too.
Say what?
I'm saying, man, you got to be careful with situations like that because, I mean, what if he's like, well, hey, you know, part of this open relationship is we can switch partners.
Shit.
Now, what if he's, I mean, and I'm saying this in the sense of it's rumored that he's bisexual. You know, that's part of the open relationship thing.
Well, he better stay on his side of the motherfucking room. It's going to be a problem. I don't give a fuck who he is. He's going to have a motherfucking issue. There's about to be some furniture moving up in this motherfucker.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You got to be careful with your acts on that. You got to like, hey, I'll jump in this open relationship with y'all. Nah, I'm gonna have to read the fine print first.
Yeah, you're right. But we signed a contract in every goddamn thing. Don't bring your
exactly.
Punk ass 50 feet within this motherfucking bedroom right here.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Man,
I'm gonna get you a motherfucking glass and put it up on the door and listen like that motherfucker. But shit, me and Will Smith will be banging in that motherfucker. I hope that Ali shit was real. Because we about to start swinging
up
this bitch.
But you got to think now, here's the thing. They dish out a lot of motherfucking money.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
I mean, and I understand that you won't, but I'm just saying, in general, they dish out a lot of motherfucking money. So, you got a lot of motherfuckers like, well, I mean, shit, $100,000, $200,000. You know how I'm saying. So, you know, dealing with you get put in situations like that, you have to be double careful.
You know what, man? I wouldn't. You know, to be honest with you, dog, I wouldn't care how much money. I don't think it ain't enough money in the world for me to give up my motherfucking manhood, man. That shit would never fuck. I won't give a fuck how much money it is. You know, this Illuminati and all that bullshit, motherfuckers sell their soul and all that shit. Ain't enough motherfucking money for me to do that shit. Sleep with another motherfucking dude. Man,
oh,
fuck that. I'd rather stay broke, man. Straight up, I'd rather just be broke as hell with my motherfucking manhood intact. To be a rich motherfucker letting all these big businessmen fuck me? Fuck that. I'm straight. I'll never be famous. If that's what it takes to be famous, I'll never be famous. I'd never do it, man.
Well, technically, that's not all you gotta do. You gotta sacrifice somebody you love.
We ain't talking about that part of it, man. We just talking about just, you know, sleeping with other men. Okay, let's say you're a singer. You're a bad motherfucker. I mean, you the next motherfucking R. Kelly and Usher mix. Your shit is on point.
Okay,
they offer you a ten million album deal, $1 million an album.
Yeah, but why are we talking about?
But you
got to
sleep with three, four fucking dudes. Would you do it?
Hell no.
Nah.
But why are we talking about sleeping with other men?
That's my point. I'm not doing that shit. I sell my shit out the trunk. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, think about it. You got motherfuckers like Chance the Rapper. That motherfucker independent and he a fucking millionaire. He ain't have to sign no record deal to get his money. There's ways to do it, man.
Yeah, but you know, and
remember back in the days, by the time you say, ain't nothing wrong with a little. I'm just saying.
That's a joke, man. Ain't nothing wrong with a little boy pussy. That's a fucking joke. What was you about to say about Chance the Rapper, man?
I mean, granted, yeah, he, you know, he didn't sign with nobody or, you know, he didn't, you know, but he paying somebody, right? You got to believe that he's paying somebody. Somebody getting that money, whether it was a distribution deal or something.
I agree with that. But he ain't paying no, you know, no record company got control. You know, he keep all his music, all that shit. You know what I mean? All them songs Tupac made, he didn't own none of them. Suge Knight, Death Row owned all that shit. But you take a motherfucker like Chance the Rapper, nobody own this shit but him.
Yeah, but
you know what
I mean? Granted, I understand that, but yeah, I mean. You know, that's quite a feat to compare him and Tupac catalog.
Well, I'm just saying, Tupac didn't own none of his shit. He didn't own none of his masters. Death Row owned all this shit. Whereas Chance the Rapper, he owned everything he made.
Can I say something on that Chance the Rapper stuff and not cut nobody off? Is that okay?
Say what you gotta say, man.
All right, the Chance the Rapper, he got his thing from the internet. That's how Chance the Rapper got his stuff up. Didn't nobody know about Chance the Rapper until the internet. He was an internet rapper.
Dude, you're missing the whole conversation, man. The whole conversation just like went straight over your head. We ain't talking about him being an internet rapper. We talking about him being an independent artist. Had nothing to do with the internet. Just him being an independent artist.
It's the same.
No record label owns him.
It's the same thing I was just saying, my brother. How did he get to be an independent artist? He did it from the internet.
If that's the case, everybody's music is on the internet. Whether you signed to a record deal or not, everybody's shit's on the internet.
People did it, though.
We're talking about.
You're right. I'm wrong.
But like I said, he owned all this shit. You know what I mean? And then you look at, like, Michael Jackson and Prince. They tried to buy their shit back and shit, them motherfuckers end up dying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You
got a point. Yeah, but like I said, you got to look at the catalog and the body of work. I mean, the money the Chance the Rapper make, that motherfuckers blow that. I mean, those record execs will blow that just going on a weekend cruise or some shit. You know, the money that he generates. Not to say that I would love to generate the money he generates, but I'm just saying in the eyes of, like, the artist, the record labels, like, okay, yeah, you know, he made this, he made that, you know, well, where you got Prince, Michael Jackson. Shit, motherfuckers gonna start a record company off their albums. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but at the same time, this is how I look at it. Okay, we'll say Chance the Rapper, and I don't want to use nobody as big as Michael Jackson and Prince and all of them. Give me another rapper. Somebody. Okay, let's go Raekwon the Chef from Wu-Tang. He ain't that motherfucking big. Shout out to the Wu-Tang, though. I love the Wu-Tang. Don't take it personal, Ray. But if you was at, okay, you signed a record deal. You got to make 3 albums for this record company. We'll just say me and you. You got to make 3 albums for this record company. I'm independent. I got to make 3 albums too. Now, at the same time, the record company is telling you what you can and can't put on your album. They decide what goes on the album. Now, I'm independent. I can release whatever the fuck I want. Can't nobody tell me what
true.
I can and can't do with my music.
True, I'd rather
be independent than on a label.
But what's your
point? Yeah, but now, here's the thing, though. Yeah, you can. A lot of that stuff, though, you got to. Yeah, I mean, I hear your point. I really do. And to me, I think it's a double-edged sword. I mean, because what you just said are valid points. And, it makes a whole lot of sense to do it the way you're saying you're doing it. But then you got to also realize if you take that loss, you're fucked. You know what I'm saying? Where this record company say, well, I'm willing to take this. I got this faith in you that, you know, I can afford to lose $2 million. You know what I'm saying? But as you being an independent artist, can you afford to put up $2 million to lose?
You know what? I probably can't. But at the same time, I'm going to shoot holes in your theory.
Look, Cass, he's got to have a hit, though, for you to put that $2 million in that, for one thing.
Not necessarily, but at the same time, this is how I'm going to shoot holes in your theory, man.
I'm going to put $2 million in if you don't got a hit. This is business.
When we go on tour, we go on tour with the record company, right? The record company put everything up.
How you going to go on tour if you ain't got a hit?
The record company put everything up, right? You got to pay the motherfuckers back.
Right.
That shit comes out. That's a budget. You got to pay that shit back. Where me as an independent artist, if I lose, I lose. I'm not going to recoup that money back. But you best believe that record company, as soon as you make your first hit, they taking all that money back.
Right, but now here's the thing. But if I don't, but okay, I understand. But now to shoot another hole back in your theory, if my record ain't a hit, okay, shit, that they take the loss. I don't take the loss. They do.
You take the loss.
Okay, good point. Good point. Point made. Okay, I see that. I can see that. I see exactly where you're going with that. Very good point. Very good point. But at the end of the day, I own my music.
And yours is too. I mean, it's just a matter of and I think by you the Chance to Rap, that was a good person because he did take that chance on himself and he gambled and it paid off. His net worth right now is $33 million. Not shabby, not bad at all. I mean, you know, I mean that was a good gamble. You did it the right way. You know, but you know, for every Chance the Rapper, there's a CCA. You know what I'm saying? Who has the talent and the drive, but just couldn't make it, just couldn't do it. I mean, for whatever odd reason. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, Chance the Rapper, hey, kudos to him. But shit, you know, everybody ain't gonna get lucked up. Everybody ain't gonna luck up and get that type of thing. So I guess it's pretty much about how, you know, what type of deal you actually get. You know, some regulators give you a sweet ass deal.
Think about the old business deals. Look at TLC, my brother. They had 3 Grammys and they didn't make no money.
Well, they had a bad deal. Wait, I mean, what? We just said everybody don't get good deals. Everybody in the industry didn't get fucked. They did.
A lot of them do, though.
Okay, and we're not saying that we... Hey, man. I seen something today. It's really disturbing. It really disturbed the shit out of me, man. Now, take in mind, you know, we all got kids. And this motherfucker, this grown-ass motherfucker, just for likes on Facebook, smacks your kid for candy or some shit. Like, I'm gonna give you some candy, but you gotta let me slap the shit out you. And I mean, I ain't talking about just a little tap. I mean, dog, he knocking fire out your kid. Now, you get on Facebook, you see this shit. Are you going to the authorities or you taking this in your own hands?
I'll probably take it in my own hands. I mean, he slapped the shit out of my kid for some life.
I'm talking about life. The shit, which my point being is that the shit that motherfuckers is doing for this Facebook shit, man, this shit, I mean, or these Instagrams or whatever, or this social media period, this shit, they got out of hand, bro. I mean, because it's really going to be some people that really get fucked up. It's going to really be some people that really get hurt. I mean, you do some shit. Whatever you want to do to yourself is one thing. Look here. I seen a motherfucker jump head first into a motherfucking garbage can. Head first. Damn, it broke his neck just to get some lights. Nah, you did that to yourself. But when you putting your hands on somebody else's kid just to get some light, man, I will probably be the ignorant motherfucker that will film me doing some shit to him, which is not the smartest thing in the world to do, because now I'm gonna get myself caught up. But dude,
yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you up and let the world see because you did this shit to life.
Okay, hold on, man. Slow down. Right, explain to me exactly what happened. Let me tell you what I'm thinking. Okay, he got a kid, and the kid's parents was okay with this. Is that what you're telling me?
No. The kid's parents wasn't okay with it. What I'm saying is you just happened to see this shit. You just happened to see somebody call you, say, hey, man, click on Cash Page, man. I just seen your kid getting smacked. This motherfucker's out there smacking your kid for likes on Facebook. Like, you give me 3 more likes, I'm going to smack this little boy. Motherfucker, click, click, click. And a motherfucker all up. I mean, this little dude couldn't be no more than, like, let's say your son about 7 or 8. And this motherfucker, like, 19 or 20.
Yeah, we got a problem. I'm about to come see him.
Okay, maybe I'll be the devil advocate. Why is this man smacking him? You know, he sees that guy in his video. Why is he smacking him?
He just told you for likes.
I just told
on Facebook.
No, he told me that he saw half the video.
What the fuck are you... Hey, man, calm down, brother. Fish, because, I mean, if you ain't paying attention, then don't ask a question if you ain't paying attention, man, because I did not say that.
No, he didn't say nothing. That
ain't what I said.
Come on, bro. I got you. But, you're right.
Well, I'm about to go see dude, and I'm going to have somebody film what the fuck I do to him. Now, give me a like if you want me to punch this motherfucker in his face again. There's a like. Hi, guys. Give me another like.
Now, you do know that with that coming, we're going to be in trouble behind that.
That's okay.
Exactly.
I'm fine with that.
Won't be the first time.
I have no problems with that.
And I'm with you. Like I said, I'm dead with you, cause I just can't see this motherfucker just, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you just sat there and punched my fucking kid for some likes.
But what are you, I mean, what video are you talking about?
I just told you what video I'm talking about, man. I just told you.
You know what, though? Matter of fact, I'm going to go back and look at the video of my goddamn self, and I'm going to find a motherfucker that push like. Yeah, I got a problem with you, too.
Yeah, that you mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I want the motherfucker to film me. Now, okay, which brings me to another point that I brought up. It was a video that I posted a couple of days ago where it was a guy and his friend, and I guess the friend had been drinking too much, and he was like, you know, I'm not gonna let you drive. You know, he's like, he's like, you got your little girl in the car with you, your daughter. So, dude, like, hey, man, you know, I ain't tripping. You know, whatever, dude, I'm finna leave. And he's like, man, I'm doing this because I love you. And he sucker punches him. He sucker punches him and then puts him to sleep.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that video.
Now,
I saw it when you first posted it.
I don't say shit most of the time, but I did not agree with that. We gonna fight. I'm sorry. Next time me and this nigga see each other, I'm either gonna shoot him or choke him out and shoot him. Or both. I'm sorry. That is fucked up. That's not love.
You know what? I made a comment on that. I don't know if you saw my comment or not.
I seen it.
I mean, I don't agree with the punching part. I don't agree with that part. But I do agree with he did what he had to do to stop that dude from driving, man. Because what if something would have happened and his daughter got killed? How you going to feel? You let me drive away. You knew I was fucked up.
I've been that drunk.
How you going to feel?
You not never hit me in my fucking face like that. Get the fuck out of here.
I just said I didn't agree with the punching part, man. Are you listening? I didn't agree with the punching part. But I do agree with him doing what he had to do to stop that dude from driving. I mean, what if that was one of us?
I've been that one.
I'm fucked
That's
up. You know I'm fucked up. But you let me drive away with my daughter in the car. And then something happened.
But you didn't punch me in the face. You didn't choke me out. You talked me out of the
car.
You talked me out of the keys. I've been that drunk person. Get the fuck out of here. That was wrong.
I'm agreeing. The punching part was wrong. I'm agreeing with that.
You can talk,
but
you talk,
I do agree with dude talk. Felt he had to do what he had to do to stop dude from driving. He did what he had to do.
Dog. And then they went through his pockets.
Yeah,
I didn't see that part.
Crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. I saw the comments on that, but I'm like, I didn't see nobody going through his pockets.
Yeah,
the fat dude went through his pocket. The old girl's like, get my phone.
Come on now. You know why he punched him and put him out? Because he must have messed with his girl back in the day. That was some old shit that he owed them on.
Yeah, all right.
Where you get that from?
It's not right. He shouldn't have did that. We gonna die. One of us gonna die after that shit. Because that was bogus as fuck. He put me asleep.
All right, let me ask you this, man. We just sat at your crib and got fucked up plenty of times.
Okay.
Now, what would happen if you let me drive away and, Lord forbid, something happened, I get into an accident, my daughter get all fucked up or whatever? How would you feel, man? You let me drive away.
I would feel fucked up, dog. I mean, at the end of the day, I would really like, it would be devastating to me. It would be devastating. But I'm not finna do what he did to stop. I'm not finna punch you in your fucking face and choke you out until you. I mean. I'm not. Yeah, in front of your daughter? I just beat the shit out of you in front of your daughter?
That's very disrespectful, dude. I'm sorry.
I think dude went too far. I mean,
I can agree with that.
It had to be another way. It had to be another way for us to reconcile this. You punching me in my face, and I mean, you know what? I probably could even take the punch.
Really?
I'll probably take the punch.
Yes.
I'll take the punch.
Think about it. You could have talked me out before you punched me. You didn't even have to punch me.
No. Like I said, I could take the punch. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Fine, motherfucker. That's the reality. But to then, dude on the ground, like, what the fuck? He didn't even get a motherfucking chance to stand up or nothing. Dude trying to get off the ground, and he just go behind him and chokes him out.
Yeah, I don't agree with the method. I do agree with him trying to stop dude from driving. I don't agree with, you know, fine on him like that. That was kind of foul.
You're being a hypocrite.
He was already fucked up.
That's being a hypocrite. How you going to agree with one, but not the other? It's the whole thing.
How's that a hypocrite? I just told you that, man. I just explained.
You have to keep me from not going there. You don't have to hit me. You should have just.
Dude, are you even listening, man?
Are you listening to what he said? It's being a hypocrite. I'm sorry.
How's
I can
that
be wrong.
You know
it's
what?
It's just my opinion.
Hey, all right, y'all.
My,
we about to go to a song. Check this out. Old school.
I'd rather be with you. I want to hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I want to be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you act, and that's a fact. I want to be your number one, so get to that.
Y'all, welcome back, welcome back. I had to hit y'all with that old school, that mothership, that Boosie.
Come on,
brother. That next song just changed all the goddamn lyrics. That's old school.
Well, dog.
You youngsters.
No.
That's old school.
Easy. NWA the one really took the song and changed all the lyrics.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. I knew it was somebody. I'd rather fuck you.
Yeah, I was NWA. They took that song to a whole other level.
Yeah, they did. But the original was a bad motherfucker. So. Oh, man. What a day. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And like I said, if y'all want to join the show, you got to dial 563-999-3059, and we'll bring you in. I dedicate that song to my boy Stanley, Mr. Musical Connoisseur. I know he can appreciate a song like that. That's my dog, man. That's my dog. Yeah.
Lord,
did you see the story about the pastor, man, in Ohio?
Which one would that be?
This motherfucker is retarded. He killed his ex-wife?
Nah, I didn't see that.
A pastor, dog. A pastor.
He already went to jail for beating her up, right? He beat up in the car.
Okay.
So they locked his ass up. They let him out.
Okay.
They let him out. I don't know why she went the fuck with him anyway, in, you know what I'm saying, in the first place. But then he ended up stabbing her to death. You know what I mean? He was a prominent motherfucker. I mean, he got congressmen. And, you know, when he first went to jail, he got all these congressmen writing letters to the judge saying how, you know, how good of a person he is and all that bullshit. So they let his ass
okay.
out. Then he turned around and killed her. Turned around and killed her. And this is a fucking pastor.
Well, I mean,
go to church, man. That's why I don't go to church.
Well,
motherfuckers ain't right.
What about the one that shot the chick in Chicago in the hospital?
Yeah, he wasn't no pastor, though, man. We talk about the pastor.
What's
well,
that?
Crazy. I mean, that, man. I don't know, man. I gotta say, that's some shit right there. You gotta be, man. That is crazy, though. The pastor.
It's fucked up, man. That's why I don't go to church, though.
I mean,
that's exactly why I don't go to church. Cause these motherfuckers ain't right, man. You know, when we was little, not to say all the pastors was just pure. But, you know, they didn't do this dumb shit, man. You know what I mean? If they was fucking motherfuckers in the congregation, nobody knew it. They kept that shit hidden. Nowadays, shit. These motherfucking pastors ain't shit, man. Creflo.
I disagree.
$30 million to buy a jet.
I disagree on that one, Father Time. Everybody knew that. Somebody was fucking somebody in the past of time. They didn't speak about it. You didn't know the pastor was fucking somebody.
No, you
Come
thought.
On.
You didn't know
Come
you
on.
Thought.
Nah.
Nowadays,
Come
this
on.
Shit is wide
yeah.
open.
Let's
they don't even give a fuck.
You didn't know the pastor was fucking somebody. We didn't know who.
You didn't,
we didn't
know?
Think about that then.
You
we
didn't
knew
know
you
that shit,
person.
Though. That shit was hidden. That's my point. The shit was hidden. You didn't know. Nowadays, that shit is wide open. They don't give a fuck. Pass a fucking 3-4 holes from the church.
Yeah, that's
and they
been
all know
argument.
About it.
But that's been my argument about everything, though. The new Jared commercial, they got a man asking a man for a ring. So, yeah, a lot of shit wasn't hidden back then. Now it is. Right or wrong?
Well, you know, what you just said was wrong.
You ever seen the Jared commercial? What's the one with the ring? What you call it? Jared, you should have went to... That's not it. What's the one where you're supposed to go to the ring?
The commercial was Jared, man.
Oh, yeah, Jared. But everything is open, dude. They
That's what I just said.
Defeated.
That's exactly what I just said. Everything is open. It was hidden back when we was little, but now everything is open. Everything.
I agree with you. I've been making this argument, though.
Oh, man, I just read a story on Puffy's baby mama. I don't remember her name. You know, the chick that just died?
Kim Porter.
Yeah, I just read a story, man, saying that, now, I don't know how true this shit is. I'm just telling y'all what I read, so don't nobody hold me to it. But she was supposed to be coming out with a tell-all book.
Yeah, I heard that.
Me too.
And now, you know, these conspiracy motherfuckers. Now she dead. I mean,
yeah,
hey, I'm pretty sure
I
got
it.
Little power.
Oh, that's money for him.
I heard it. I heard about it that, you know, that she's supposed to come out and tell all books about his bisexual ways and this, that, and all. But I did hear, I mean, but once again, I mean, it's only speculation. You know, so you really can't say that he did it or he didn't or just book. Because my thing is this. Now, this is where I'm kind of giving Puffy the benefit of a doubt. That if the book's done, and the book's already been, you know, because they, like, book's supposed to be, this is where I really, like, I don't know. Because, you know, what I heard, like you said, it's just what I heard. I'm not saying there's no truth to it. The book is supposed to come out in, like, 2 or 3 weeks. So
the book's going to come out anyway?
No, I was saying that's what I heard, that the book is supposed to come out in, like, 2 or 3 weeks. Now, what I'm saying is if that was true, I mean, hell, telling her now too late, because, shit, that book, if it was supposed to come out in 2 or 3 weeks, that book's still coming out. You see what I'm saying?
I agree. If he didn't do that dumb shit, he did that shit for nothing.
Exactly.
If the book's still going to come out, what's the purpose of killing him?
Right, because the book, I mean, if that's the situation, you know, like I said, if, you know, I mean, hell, shit, book still coming out.
That's true. And that dude there, man, I mean, he has so many, I'm going to try to make this politically correct, but he shows a lot of gay tendencies any motherfucking way.
I mean, if, you know what, man? I'm going to tell you like this. I mean, it is. You gotta figure, man, a lot of them motherfuckers in the industry, they probably are. And if you are, then so be it. I'm not going to knock you for it. I'm not going to say you're a fucked up individual because you are. I mean, things are wrong.
Why hide it?
I mean, because you can't. You brought out the Notorious Big. I mean, he was one of the most prolific rappers of our time. What a lot of people would like to say. I beg to differ on that, but nevertheless, you know. And it's the image, you know. That's why, like, a lot of those singers and all that, like, well, I'm not gay. Yes, you are. But, I mean, you know, now is more acceptable. But, guys, think about it. Back in the 90s, you could come out talking about you was no gay rapper or gay producer. It wasn't going to fly.
That's true, but I'm saying nowadays, you can come out that shit might boost your fucking sales.
No, you can't. I'm gonna tell you why. Because if you come now, then we're gonna be the ones that coming out. Oh, he touched me then. He touched me. That, you know, that's why you can't come out now.
Bullshit, motherfuckers that come out every day. Fucking Will Smith's son
and
just came out.
Came out. What they said.
Now, okay, with that. Now, you just said Will Smith's son came out. I heard him say that the guy was his boy's friend, but it's all right, he was kind of joking.
I don't know if he was joking. Hold on, we got a caller. By the way, if everybody listen, 563-999-3059. 3059, press 1, we'll bring you in. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Good, Stan, man. How's it going, fellas?
What's good?
What's happening, fellas? All right, to piggyback on the last subject that you guys were talking about, I actually witnessed this whole different type of scenario myself. So it kind of brought back some different type of things I was looking at. I remember having a couple of partners. My one cousin was getting married. He got married, His name was Pete. We was in Marshalltown. And his one friend, not Carver, I forget his name. Let's just say Rick. Rick decided he wanted to drive me back to Glen Park because I had to go to school the next morning. They were having it after the wedding reception. And he was real, real drunk. And everybody said, dude, do not drive, do not drive, do not drive, do not take Mike back home. So he's like cussing them out. Yeah, whatever, whatever. I got it. I got it. And instead of, you know, getting in and making sure they grab the keys from him and everything like that so that he wouldn't drive me home, he took me home anyway. So I was a young teenager. I was probably about 13 years old. He's like, get in the car, anything like that. I'm driving home. We're driving back. We're on Virginia Street. And we're driving up by Virginia Street, over by a good corner and everything like that. And we get to the railroad track. And he lost control. He hit the railroad track. Instead of going to the right and going back to the left, he hit the left, going to the right, and hit the railroad track pole. The car went in the air. They came landed down the railroad tracks. I had to bust a skull. I had to climb out the window. I had to run all the way back to the apartments to let everybody know that we was in a car accident. Came back. The ambulance got him. He died 2 days later.
Damn.
From the incident. Just died. Because, once again, I get what everybody's talking about. I mean, I get it. But so at some point, you have to intervene somewhere and say, yo, you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do it. Grab the keys. You don't have to punch him out or choke him out or anything like that. You know, I thought, like what you guys said, I thought dude was a little bit too far and anything like that. He didn't have to do that. But, you know, I felt like if somebody would have grabbed his keys and said, and they like it ran off or whatever, you're not going to do this, that would have been cool. But in my situation, a person ended up dying over that, man.
Well, you're bad.
I understand what you're saying, Stanley. Now, like you just said, though, the big dude was there. You know what I'm saying? The other dude was there. Y'all could have, push come to shove. One grab me, the other one snatch the keys. But to just punch me out and beat the, you did this shit in front of my daughter?
Yeah, I thought that was wrong. I was like, I didn't agree with that. I didn't agree with that one at all. Snatch the keys and just dip. Snatch the keys and dip. Because I totally agree with that part like that. But by me witnessing that and going through that whole scenario when you got talking about, I'm like, damn. I've been there, done that one, man. That ain't pretty sight. That is not a pretty sight.
And that's what I'm saying. I've been there, done that. I'm just saying it's a better way you can handle that.
Uh-huh. It is. It definitely is. But you know what? The one thing that I noticed, a lot of people they react in the moment but don't think of the moment. You see what I'm saying? So by them getting into the confrontation that they did, old boy with blood was getting his blood pressure raised up. His heart was beating. His chest swelled up. Old boy said some shit that he shouldn't have said. The next thing you know, this mother like, hey, you know, he punching him. Next thing you know, he apologizing, man. You're going to love me the next day. I'm like, nah, motherfucker. You could have handled that shit a better, different way than that shit. That's the way
Hey, that's why I always tell people, all dogs are not beautiful things.
I mean, although he saved old boy's daughter's life, but there's other ways, alternatives that he could have handled it. I totally agree with everybody.
I think he did that because he was already upset with him over some other shit.
I don't know about all this. I can't say that.
Just don't end that. No way. You just hit me for no reason.
I'm gonna let y'all go after this. But what you just said clearly indicates something that you actually went through, because he didn't say that. This is something you might have went through, but he has no indication of that. He was trying to save a brother's life and his child's life.
Well, of course, what I'm saying is my opinion.
That's exactly what I just said. It's your opinion. So when you came up with that opinion, I'm trying to figure out where you coming with that one from. It didn't make sense to me.
It had to be a reason that he snuck him. He's just not going to sneak somebody for no reason.
Like I said, if you family, you family. All gang related. I see exactly what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. Just like Father Tad wasn't disagreeing with you. Different people have different responses. Don't mean that all responses are the right way. That, you know, some people act out a little bit more than others. It don't mean that it's right. But I'm not going to say that he might have fucked his girl and shit like that. They didn't have nothing to do with the whole scenario.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're reaching.
I mean, and that's my whole thing. His thing, like, at the end of the day, like I said, I understand what you were trying to say. I understand. Look, man, you drunk. You don't need to have this baby out there. All I'm saying is that it was just a different. You could have went about it a different way than what you did.
That's all I'm saying
because, you know, you could have went about it a whole different. Like I said, it was two of y'all out there. It was two of y'all and a girl. Shit, y'all motherfuckers could have just. Y'all could have held me down and took the keys. Hell, I'm drunk. Like I could whoop all y'all any goddamn way. So,
Come on, man.
You could have held me down. Old boy went in my pocket, took the keys, that motherfucker.
That was some bogus shit. I saw that part. That was some bogus ass shit. Now, if I'm going to whoop somebody's ass, that's the motherfucking ass I'm going to whoop. That's the ass I'm going to whoop. That fat ass motherfucker. Now, before I get off the phone, now, we come from D.E. Posse. We all come from D.E. Posse. We all seen each other drunk. We all seen each other drunk. And we already knew when we were too drunk, hey, fam, man, y'all gonna lay in the truck or whatever, we go hang out and fall asleep and get back up in the morning and get our day started. There's a difference. There's a difference in the shit. But some people can't handle the whole way. Y'all rocking it nonstop, man. This shit is big. I love it, man. Y'all keep on doing this shit. This is controversial. Y'all need some.
Hey, before you go, man, let me get your opinion on something, dog.
Go ahead, fam.
The Puffy thing. Not agree that Puffy gives out gay tendencies? Do you agree
gay
with
tendency?
That?
Yeah. Oh, gay. Puffy already been known for that from day one.
Okay, so
I got inside sources that it's already happening. I mean, it's not a secret.
We was talking about the baby mama, how she got the tell all book and all that shit.
Allegedly, right.
Let's make sure we say allegedly. I don't think if he is gay or bisexual or whatever, I don't think that would hurt his career where he's
no,
at right now.
It's not going to hurt his career because it's already been done for years now. You know, it's just not, he just not put it out there himself. So like you just said, allegedly, until a person put it out themselves, then you can speak on it, but until then, you can't really say. That's like Mick Jagger saying, people said, well, Mick Jagger been sleeping with a lot of dudes, but you ain't heard it come out of his mouth, and so you're like, well, I ain't heard him say it, so I can't really speak on it. You see what I'm saying?
Well, but if that's the case, then why allegedly kill old girl, his baby mama, for the book?
You said what?
That serves no purpose.
What? Hold on. Back up. You said kill Randy.
There's a conspiracy theory saying that's not what happened.
That's not what. Let's get the record straight. I'm gonna lay the record straight for you. Okay, and let's get this straight. A lot of people work in the record industry, music industry. I know what happened with her. Her family has a history of heart disease. This is a silent killer of black women right now. A lot of people don't understand it. She had heart disease that come through her family. This has already been known as a trait. Now, people want to blame it on pneumonia. It wasn't pneumonia, because when you're 40-something years old, pneumonia not going to kill you. When you have heart disease, all it takes is a cardiac arrest that leads to a heart attack, and it will kill you automatically. This is a well-known fact among female women. It has nothing to do with Diddy or a book or anything like that. She had already
Okay, and I'm not saying what you said not true, but I mean, which sound more juicier, the boring truth or the bullshit ass conspiracy theory?
For the news.
Well, I mean that's news though. But you know what?
Exactly. Let's take your news thought.
The news thought is for black people who always keep talking like, yeah, he's Illuminati and all this stuff like that and blah, 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 blah. That's black history thought. That's us thinking this certain type of way. And us having this certain type of way. You got to think about Illuminati. Illuminati was never designed for a black man from day one. So you got to think out there's a whole new different other society that comes about. Everybody have to have their own secret society. I'm going to start a whole damn secret society. Trust me on this one. Because I want to have a whole different alignment with a whole different organization. Now, but the thing is, when it comes to Diddy and his ex-girlfriend that got kids together, this thing was an off and on thing. Now, the thing was, she had wrote up some stuff years back about heart disease and that her family was going through some different issues, and it was already known. So when people talk about, yeah, Diddy put this spell, I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man. This woman died from a fucking heart attack, man. This family is going through some shit. Let's say you, for instance, Zach. I'm going to give Zach the best example. Zach's daughter passed away because Zach wanted to go to the next level for Sin City Radio. And Zach just happened to get a $2 million check a week before his daughter passes away. And they said,
Illuminati.
Can I say something on that? I get what you're going with, but this is what they're doing to us. I say us because they're trying to keep us from speaking.
Who is they?
I was just going to say that. Who is they?
The government or whoever you want to call it. Everything since they're trying to shut us out, didn't want to say the government. I don't want to be that one to say the government all the time.
Say the government. Fuck it. Say the government.
I don't want to be that one to keep saying that, but it's the government that shut us down when we're trying to speak or what we're trying to speak about. So I apologize.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Mike Stanley, you believe in do you actually believe in the Illuminati?
Oh yeah, they're definitely Illuminati.
You don't believe in that for the time?
I don't. From all this bullshit I be seeing on YouTube and all this shit about this Illuminati shit. So in other words, the only way you can be famous.
Do you know what?
You gotta join the Illuminati. That's bullshit.
Well,
That is bullshit.
Illuminati. That's good. Let's go back into history. Let's go back to history. When you go back to Illumina, let's say, for instance, you look at the back of a dollar bill. Do you see the eye? You see the triangle. You see the luminous. This comes from way back then. This comes from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, everything like that. This came from rich white men. They had to put themselves in a society where they can get this money and be governed.
I agree.
They were stealing. That's right. So that's what I'm saying. There was never an intent for a black man, a slave, and that came an unslaved to be in Illuminati. You see what I'm saying? So you have, when it came up further, let's go further into civilization. So this is like when you go to the Malcolm X, you go to Martin Luther King's and everything like that, you go further up into civilization and you start going like, okay, this is the rap industry, this is the culture, this is the people we want to focus on. You couldn't focus on the KRS-One, you couldn't focus on the Chuck D's because they were teaching you knowledge. So you got to go to beyond. You got to go to the people who ain't really teaching you shit, but shoot, kill, get money. So it's like, all right, we can't invite them in, but they need to start their own society. They're about the NRA and all this shit. It's a whole different society. So you got to, it look like this. The Illuminati is never going to invite a black person in. I know baby faces people. I know Jeff people. This dude ain't a black man to this very fucking day associated with Illuminati. It ain't going to happen. It would never happen because you're talking about billionaire, trillionaire status.
Mike,
you're not
I agree with quo. I agree with what you just said, but you just said it wrong. Illuminati is what they come. Your society, or not society. It's your not culture. Your name, I guess. I'm trying to figure out the right name to say. I'm trying to figure out.
In other words, there's no black people in Illuminati. So you got all these people talking about the Jay-Z video and the umbrella video. None of that shit is part of Illuminati.
I'll give you another scenario. I'm going to give y'all the best scenario, then I'm going to get off this phone. Everybody has a secret society, just like Delaney, Ivanhoe, all different projects, all different gang members. Everybody has a secret society. Am I correct?
I agree with that.
Okay. So once again, you have your codes, you have your colors, you have your lingo, you have everything. So with the whole scenario, what you're talking about right now, if you're not a billionaire, trillionaire, you're not in that society. But in your neighborhood, you got your own lingo, your colors, your breed, your blood, your society, everything. Everybody goes on certain things. Police, overseer, to the gang, to the correction officer, whatever it is, everybody's joined into a secret society.
Why are they saying that the rap industry is part of Illuminati?
That's what they want you to believe in. That's what they want you to believe in. Nobody's never ever said that the R&B is secret part of Illuminati. They never said jazz is part of Illuminati. They never said reggae is part of Illuminati. They never said anything else about anything that's positive part of Illuminati. But they want you to focus on rap music. Because why? Because rap music is the biggest marketing music on the planet today. You look at every commercial that comes on television, it either got R&B or it's got rap in it. White people dance to hip-hop every fucking day, so they want you to denounce it. But guess what? They always continuously steal our shit. Look at The Voice. Look at American Idol. Look at everything you see on TV. It's got something to do with hip-hop. Bottom line, we rule the culture. They know it. but they want you to say that, hey, they the Illuminati. They want us to fight against our own people while they embrace it. They embrace it and take it while we denounce it. You get it? The pits
I mean, I don't believe in that shit anyway.
Knowledge.
I don't believe in none of that bullshit. Only way you can make it big is you gotta join the Illuminati. That's bullshit.
No,
and then they got
no,
all that A shit in there.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
You
can't.
It's not the
Illuminati.
Let's
put like this. Let's put like this. I'm getting this is the last one. My guy 6'9" right now. Tinashe. FBI grabbed his ass. Got his ass in prison right now and put him in general population to be murdered.
Well, why
train.
Is he so special that he can't go to gym park?
I got one for you, Father Time. You've been in the brotherhood with me for 40 years. What's the difference? What's the difference?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Oh, hold on, man. Hold on. Everybody hold on for a second. I want you to answer this question, man. Why? Hold on, dude. Dude, hold on, man. Hold on. How come he shouldn't be in general population? I want you to answer that for me. What makes him different from everybody else? Because he a rapper?
No. I'm going to tell you the reason why he shouldn't be in general population. They put him in general population for a reason. Fat Joe warned him. Fat Joe already warned him. You need to lower your tone. You need to lower your movements because the feds are already up on to you. And they own your shit. Fat Joe was already a part where the feds were ready to eat his ass alive, put him up. I told people years ago, Bobby Shmurda finna be locked away for a long-ass fucking time about his motherfucking lingo, his wordplay, and the way he fucking move. He moved the wrong way and they got him. This motherfucker ain't killed nobody. He ain't did shit, but his lyrics are not just told on his whole fucking crew. So they put him around everybody. Luckily he got some friends. But let's take 6ix9ine. This motherfucker just denounced motherfucking blood today. Motherfucker, you fucking crazy? So now he's looking for a plea deal. He's looking for a plea deal, which ain't going to fucking happen. He offered to give up $1.6 million to a fucking judge, which ain't going to fucking happen. They set these motherfuckers up. It ain't about black people. It's like you just said, it's about these rappers. These young rappers today don't want to listen to the real OGs. They've been trying to teach them and tell them stuff.
But
so
you're not answering my question, bro. My question is, you said he shouldn't be in general population. I'm saying, why not? What makes him special?
Well, I'll give you the reason why. The reason why he shouldn't be in general population is think like this. If you're Chuck D from Public Enemy, and you go to prison and anything like that, and you are a well-known superstar rapper and anything like that, the young generation loves you, and you're making millions and millions of fucking dollars, do you think I should be hanging, sitting with a person from next door? If you, let's say for instance, Father Time, you're one of the biggest entertainers on the planet. And now they said, no, motherfucker, we're going to put you with the motherfucker, the biggest killer next door in your motherfucking cell. Do you feel like that's right to you as your person? And you ain't even went up for bail yet, even went up for trial, and you haven't even been convicted of anything yet thoroughly?
I'm going to think it's not right. Of course, okay, I'm a big star. I shouldn't be in general population. They don't give a fuck about how big of a star I am. They put Tupac in general population.
There you go. You see what I'm saying?
You saying 6ix9ine is he better than Tupac?
No.
I didn't say nothing about Tupac. What you get Tupac
I'm saying
from?
They put Tupac was in general population.
I'm talking about this guy right now. I'm not talking about Tupac.
No, I'm just comparing. You saying that because he's a star, he shouldn't be in general population. I'm saying Tupac was a star. He was in general population. What's the difference?
He was a star.
Let's take Go ahead. Say what you're saying.
My bad. I said who is it, sir?
Okay, so let's take Tupac. Tupac is a well-known activist, straight blood, straight thugged out, known for being a thug. 6ix9ine is this cartoon-ass, Lucky Charm-ass, cereal-type-ass motherfucker. You know, when you question YG, now we're touching on some different syllables. He questioned YG about his street credibility. I knew some shit was going to pop off then because I knew the video was coming up with the Nicki Minaj and Kanye West. And then when they said the gunshots rang out, this is how all these things play out. Now you got some shit that's going to jump off. You starting to question Bloods. And when you start to question your own family, now you starting to have some people rebel against you. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, say for instance, like you got an uncle in the family, like, man, I don't like Uncle So-and-so because he be tripping all the time. Guess what? When Uncle So-and-so all the time see you, that motherfucker going to have some motherfucking issues with you. Am I correct?
Probably.
No, ain't no probably to it. He going to have some problems with you. Now, my uncle, now Zach, know my Uncle Pug. My Uncle Pug is your run guy. Now, my Uncle Pug and Butch used to always fight every fucking weekend over a fucking cigarette. To damn near one of them was fucking dead and out. They choked each other out. They punched each other out over a fucking cigarette, man. And they used to always claim each other motherfucking sides, games, whatever the fuck they did. And I could never understand this shit. But it makes sense to me. It makes a lot of sense. But it makes a lot of dumb, stupid sense. I mean, if you think about it, I ain't gonna never side against family. Ever. You know, and I think what 6ix9ine saying, he denounces Bloods and all that shit like that, and he put himself in harm's way. You put yourself in harm's way. I ain't going to never wish prison on nobody. Not you, Zach, nobody whatsoever. I don't give a fuck whatever bad turns me on. I ain't going to never wish nobody that I know locked up. I can care the fuck less. But, man, shit happens, man. But, whatever.
Well, I feel you, dog. I feel you. But I don't think he know better than anybody else up in that motherfucker. He can go general population like everybody else. I mean, he's supposed to be this tough-ass motherfucker, so we're going to see how tough he is.
Well, I wouldn't really say he that tough-ass motherfucker, because when you get locked up for racketeering, that consists of a lot of different shit. Trust me on that one. That consists of a lot of different movements. You can be the soft spot in the pillow and do the most dirt in the fucking world.
True that.
People won't even
I'm just
know
saying,
that shit,
as far as his lyrics go, and all these little beefs he got with all these motherfuckers on the street.
Yes, sir.
We're going to see how tough he really is.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
You a tough motherfucker, we're going to find out. But that's all
but
I'm saying.
Nowadays, what they say, because they're not.
No, I'm saying this dude was talking mad shit about all kinds of people.
Yeah, he got a lot of shit with all kinds of people. He does have a lot of people.
I'm pretty sure all them people he got beef with, they got people that's up in there that's gonna go see him.
That's the whole thing I was just saying though. That's the whole thing I was just saying. You got, when you go beef with your own people on your own side you fuck with, you got, that's called a double patty. That's a double patty burger you just made. Now you got.
Well, they say he wasn't no real blood anyway, so.
No, this motherfucker, he was laced. Trust me, he was laced. But he went against the grain. When he fired his whole camp, that's when all this shit went down.
Yeah, that's true. That happened right after he fired everybody.
He fired everybody and that $500,000 that he owned that fucking company. That shit came up missing. Then some of it came back. He fired everybody. That's when the shit lit. That's when everything went down. But what it is.
Well, Hey.
But y'all go ahead. Have a good night, man. I
wish him the best, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you, brother.
Hey, man, y'all go ahead and light up. Smoke up that turkey. Hey, Zach, keep on putting up that crazy ass shit y'all be putting up. Keep on putting up that crazy ass shit. Y'all motherfuckers crazy, man. Love Sin City Radio. Oh, get ready for all. Matter of fact, get y'all make y'all commercials and stuff this weekend for Sin City Radio. Gainesville Radio Lit. Cooking channel coming, everything like that on Gainesville TV, man. Everybody tuning in right now. 29 Country Strong. Pay attention. Sin City Radio is where it's supposed to be. It's the realest reality show on radio. Peace out.
I agree.
And there you have it. All right, man. We're going to get the hell out of here.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, man, you got any last words, Wick? All right, what you got, man?
Always a great show, y'all. Love y'all. Best city for life.
That's what's up. What you got, man?
Hi, man. SensityRadioShow.org. Hit us up.
All right, on that note, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Go back and podcast this shit on iTunes. Podcast the shit, y'all. We everywhere. Everybody need to be podcasting the show. Go to your little podcast thing in your phone. Type in Sin City Radio and check us out. All right, y'all. Peace, love, head grease. God bless. Good night, everybody. Have a safe, blessed Thanksgiving. We out. Peace.